This is the Midday Market Report for Tuesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by John Heinberg of Total Farm Marketing for our Midday Market discussion. John, what are we seeing taking place in the grains today?
Well, we got mostly lower grain trade today, with really the only exception out there is hard red spring wheat and, you know, or the Minneapolis wheat. Corn futures trading a couple pennies down, beans down about a dime or so. I guess two biggest things going, we're really just trying to find some bullish news. There isn't any, and obviously we got crop progress last night, corn planting at 6%, a little bit above the five-year average. Watching the weather system working through the Midwest this week, probably providing some beneficial moisture to some areas that need it. Then we'll see things how things dry out from there, and the producers can really get going and get this crop off to a good start. Add in there also, right now, we're getting close to the end of April. We're after past midway point. This comes that window again. We start seeing those basis contracts for May maybe come the next focal point here. Again, the market's going to be looking at the weaker longs. The producers have to make decisions whether to roll those or price those, and they could be sellers in this marketplace. So typically we do trend ourselves a little lower into the end of April. Soybeans, again, same type of downward trend. We're seeing continued weakness in both the soybean oil, soybean meal markets today, so that's weighing on the bean market. Plus those Argentina beans starting to hit harvest here. You know, they're still trading 70, 80 cents a bushel under us on the export market. So that just keeps the pressure on the beans to the downside.
That was John Heinberg with Total Farm Marketing. We will have a check of the numbers next.
April is full of monthly observances that center around food. So whether it's National Brunch Month, National Grilled Cheese Month, or my personal favorite, National Bacon, Lettuce, and Tomato Sandwich Month, farmers can be proud of the work they do to produce the foods that people eat all over the world. So if you take part in observing any of these food-related celebrations, make sure you thank the American farmers who produce the food of all kinds to meet every dietary preference and make these celebrations of and around food so much more memorable. This message from the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
At midday, May corn is down 1 1/4 at 4:30 1/4. May soybeans down 10 3/4 at 11:47 1/2. On the Merck, June live cattle up $1.37 at $175.20. May feeder cattle up $2.47 at $240.47. May lean hogs unchanged at $94.32. May pork cutout up 15 cents at $101.40. And Class 3 milk up 40 cents at $17.26. This has been a check of the Midday Markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.